This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Daled Mishnah Aleph. In Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah taught the law of a gistera, that is, an incomplete kli cheres. To some degree, what used to be an intact kli cheres broke. It's missing an important part. However, if two conditions are met, this incomplete kli cheres will still be mekabel tumah. Number one, the gistera is still useful. And for example, it's able to hold a minimal amount of liquid. And number two, the gistera is able to stand by itself without the need to be supported by some other item. Our Mishnah elaborates on the second condition. Give some examples where you have this incomplete gistera, so a piece of a kli cheres, where it could be used, but since it can't stand by itself, it does not qualify as a gistera, it's not mekabel tumah. The Mishnah says, regarding hacheres she'eino yochel lamed mipnei ozna, a broken piece of an earthenware utensil that can't stand on its own, and you'll keep a minimal amount of liquid in it because of its handle. That is, because of the handle that's on this piece, there's an imbalance of weight. It tips over. If you try to stand it up to hold something, hold some liquid, it falls over on account of the handle. Or let's say the piece of the earthenware utensil includes some sharp point at the bottom so that it's not possible to have the piece rest flat on the surface. Rather, the cheres rests in a tilted position, and as a result, it can't keep the minimal amount of liquid in it, unless you would prop it up on something else. In both of these cases, the piece is tahar. It's not mekabel tumah. For being that it can't stand by itself and hold a minimal amount of liquid, nobody would hold on to it. A person would just discard it. Therefore, it has no status of a keli whatsoever, and so it's not mekabel tumah. Moreover, the Mishnah says, even if nitla ozen or nishbar achidud, even if the handle or the point is sticking out, that prevents the piece from being able to stand it properly by itself to hold liquid, was removed, so that now the piece could stand by itself and hold some substantial amount of liquid. Nevertheless, the first opinion of the Mishnah rules, tahar, this piece is not mekabel tumah. For the Tanakhama argues, that since initially this broken piece could not be used by itself, it's something that people throw away. And the act of removing the specific problem of why it had no use as a broken piece doesn't change anything. Just like the case in the previous Perek Paragimel, Mishnah Gimel, where there was a gistera, a piece of a kli cheres that had a hole in it. The Mishnah ruled, even if the hole is plugged up, the piece is not a halacha gistera, it's not mekabel tumah. For whereas if you have an entire barrel and it had a hole in it, so okay, technically it wasn't useful because of the hole, and so it was not mekabel tumah, but if you plug the hole, then it is mekabel tumah again, because the entire time, the thing remained basically a kli. It was a barrel. It was a little issue that it had a hole. Whereas if you're dealing with a broken piece of the barrel, in that case, if it's not only clearly not a barrel, but just a shard of a barrel, and it has a hole in it, then that's just thrown away. And you can't create a kli status based on now plugging the hole. It's too late to do that. So to hear, it's true there's a concept of gistera, that if the piece is useful by itself, then it could retain a certain kli status, it's still mekabel tumah. But in our case, where starting out, the piece could not be practically used by itself because it can't stand on its own, it's simply not a kli, it can never become a kli, even if you manipulate it that now it could stand by itself, it remains just a piece that people will throw away and something therefore that's not mekabel tumah. However, Rabbi Yehuda metame. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Upon removing the handle or that jutting out piece that caused it to be unable to stand by itself, the piece would then be considered a gistera and would be mekabel tumah. It's possible Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the ruling of Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel, the case where there was a hole in the piece and the hole was plugged up, where the issue there is that starting out this piece could not hold liquid, as opposed to our case where The piece was able to hold liquid, just was a problem that it couldn't stand by itself. So that issue, Yehuda says, is addressed. You even the bottom such that it could stand by itself. Well, then Yehuda argues, well, people's attitude in that case is, yeah, maybe I'll keep that. All I have to do is make a little adjustment to remove that thing that's making it imbalanced. So that's something people would keep and use as a kli, and therefore it is mekabel tumah. The halacha is in accordance with the first opinion, the Rabbanon. Now the Mishnah thus far has been discussing cases in which the incomplete kli cheres, this piece of a kli cheres, includes the bottom of it. The bottom of the kli cheres remains intact. The Mishnah now discusses chavesh shenifchasa v'hi mekabelas al defnosel, a barrel whose bottom broke. The bottom is completely missing, but they could still hold liquids if the barrel is laid on its side. Oh, she'nechleka kimin shtei arevos. Let's say the barrel split right down the middle, from top to bottom. So that now you have essentially like two bowls. And again, if you rest either half of this kli cheres on its side, it's able to hold plenty of liquid and doesn't need anything else to assist it to stay propped up. The Mishnah presents a dispute, Gemi Tuna Yehuda and the Chachamim, as to whether these pieces qualify as a gistera. Are they mekabel tumah? Rabbi Yehuda, Mitar Rabbi Yehuda, rules that no, these pieces do not qualify as a gistera because of the fact that you have to lie the piece on its side in order for it to hold a liquid. Since it can't hold liquid in its original position, right side up, it's not considered a gistera. People would just throw it out. So it's not mekabel tumah. However, v'chachamim mitamin. The chachamim say these pieces are mekabel tumah. But the chachamim reject the premise that the way these pieces hold liquid is not at all the original position that the intact kli took. Because earthenware barrels sometimes are laid on their sides. So the way the pieces hold liquid is not considered an entirely new position. As such, there's no reason not to consider these pieces as gistera pieces, meaning that the piece still functions, it has a use in its own right, and therefore these pieces are mekabel tumah. And here as well, the halacha is in accordance with the chachamim, per the general rule that we rule in accordance with the majority opinion.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.